Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness,
because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
You are listening to The National Obsession, a National League football podcast with me, Charlie Baker, and John Cadogan on the ice, John.
On the ice, we're back in our little booth again, actually.
We like it in the booth.
We mocked it last week.
We like it.
I really like it.
We mocked it like Dean Moxie.
We did. But now I really like it.
You like it? It's like, it feels looser, doesn't it, John? Like more of a conversation.
It's quite cosy.
Quite like it. We had another studio booked with John Pienaar, but we didn't go and sit with John this week.
No, I find him quite intimidating. Although you chatted to John, didn't you?
Chatted to John. And yeah. You know what? He could tell you anything. And you'd go,
hello.
That is the fact.
Yes.
That is the absolute fact. I have no reason to not agree with this person speaking now. Or yeah. Understand and believe everything he says.
He said Lubos Kubik, the greatest manager Torquay United
yes.
ever had.
Yes.
And you
Mark
go,
Halstead
yeah, he was, yeah.
should be Torquay's number one. He is Torquay's number one, of course. He yeah. is number one, of course.
He is, yeah. In number.
This is a National League football podcast, John.
It
you
is,
were at some National League. Are we going to talk about Torquay now or later on?
Yeah, can
Let's
do.
Talk about it now. It's Torquay Corner. We don't miss have that anymore. You went to... You were working. You were one of the... Boy, you were probably the only Torquay fan in the ground,
no,
John.
There was me. Dom.
Dom, of course.
Dom, the Torquay press officer. Ian, yep. who works
Ian.
In the media team.
Yeah, but they're staff.
Jess, who works in the media
team. They're staff.
They
don't count as fans anymore, John. They're staff.
That's true.
I know you were working, but, you know.
Matt Buse was there.
Matt Buse.
Is he a Torquay fan?
I don't know. He's a Tiverton fan, isn't he?
I don't know.
Taunton fan?
Not, I can't remember if he was like a boyhood Torquay fan.
More on that later on.
More on that later. Yeah, maybe I was. Maybe
did you
I
say
was
anything
any
to Buse?
Torquay fan. I gave him a little wave, but and I thought he was waving at me, but he was waving at Dom.
Oh, he wasn't waving at you.
No. And wait. Then I thought, well, why would he wave at me?
When you put your hand up to wave... Do you think, when you do that, do you think it gives him little flashbacks to when that keeper put his hand up to tip it onto the post?
I did notice his eyes started twitching just afterwards.
Twitch. Was it as bad as it looked on the stream, John? I mean, you haven't seen the stream, so you don't know.
Well, no, I have. Because for the first time ever, we had the stream on, so it was like an instant replay.
Amazing.
So I sounded really clued up because I sounded like I just really remembered that well.
Really
just him on the
read
there.
The game.
But no, I just had a stream that was about 20 seconds behind. It was great.
Yeah. Well, I thought first half, I could only watch the first half because I had to drive to Poole in Dorset for a gig. It was a very nice gig. And so I couldn't watch the second half. It sounded like I thought we were good first half. We just could not put one single... It reminded me of a match from earlier in the season when we couldn't get a ball in the box for love nor money. And that seems to be the issue. Like, if you're going to have Danny right up front, get the ball in the box with quality.
One of the only times they did that, he had that header. I think that was in the first half where he nearly scored. But yeah, they passed it excellently.
Yeah.
No end product.
Nothing. Bloody hell, O'Meara.
Bloody hell. He was a man on a mission, Josh Umaro, putting himself about a bit.
I think if we'd had him up front on Saturday, we might have won the game.
Yeah.
What about that, John? There's a thing.
It's a point. We were shit in the second half. Yeah. Wait. Terrible. Absolutely awful.
You're into the swearing on the podcast now, aren't
I'm
you,
into it. You're into but I'm going to edit this one, though.
Okay.
That's the thing.
There's going to be some editing. Second half. What terrible. I listened to you on the, because you can listen on the app, so I listened in the
BBC
car
Sounds
to
app.
You.
Yep.
Very good
Thank
as
very
ever.
Much.
And it just sounded like nothing was coming off. We'd somehow run out of energy. The Lolos thing felt like
a
stake in the ground.
Christ.
Found like right it sounded like a, it's now or never, right, I'll show you. What was your reading of that situation?
It was odd. I mean, he came on and had probably three touches, all of which I think he lost the ball. And like he replaced Danny Wright. He was knackered, but even a knackered Danny Wright looked more of a threat. Lolos just came on and looked way off it and just hauled him off. He was angry when he got taken off.
The trouble was the bench.
Minutes,
there was no one else. We had no one. Where's Dan Holman? Where's he gone?
I don't know. He's been disappeared, hasn't he? But that was, we actually went to no strikers by taking Lolos off. That's how bad it was. We'd rather have no strikers on. Actually, we looked a bit better after he went off, to be honest, when he had sort of Little and Lemon Havens up front.
Such
and
a shame.
And then nearly won it.
Yeah. You thought it was over the line, didn't you, John?
It probably was.
And he does put his hand up straight away. I wasn't there. Only seen it on the stream. It's inconclusive.
Yeah, you can't tell from the stream. But my feeling in real time, it looked like he'd overrun it.
But I also think you can't tell if you're the other side of the pitch and there's a goal in the way. And you're disallowing a goal, which is a big thing to do, isn't it?
The line's just got to be really sure.
You've got to be absolutely 100% sure. And you can't be.
No.
And so it just strikes me as, what do they want, these people? Nigel Adderley, I was talking to him the other day, and he was saying the problem with the referees in the National League is they are the top level in the non-league game. So they think they are untouchable.
Mm.
They think they are they are absolutely untouchable because they are at about the top as they're gonna get. But they're actually still not very good. Because if they're any good, they'd be in one of the other 46 matches that's played on a Saturday.
Yeah.
And so this is the problem you're always going to have. But you cannot have people who guess. And that's the annoying thing.
I will say, I don't think we deserve to win the game.
Doesn't matter.
We'd have taken it.
Doesn't matter. You can't have officials who guess at whether it's gone.
No.
Like we found in the bloody Ashton Gate. I think that's probably it, John. Do you?
I think we're done.
I think it'd be very sensible, almost, to go, okay, a lot hasn't worked. Gary and Aaron are 100% the people. The chance we have next season is with Gary and Aaron putting together a squad now and in the summer, getting the people he wants, giving it a good go next year. Because hopefully, I really think Stockport and Wrexham are going to get promoted.
Yeah.
And that is the big money gone out of the league. I know there's still big teams and there will be big teams. There'll be Scunthorpe next season and one of Carlisle or Oldham or possibly Stevenage. You know, they're all floating around there. Southend will have a go next year. But we can have a go next year, is the thing. And FFP comes in, all those things. It's just how long we can get out of Sean McDonald, if he wants to stay. Joe Lewis, if he wants to stay. Has Moxie got another season in him? Has Asa Hall got another season in him? Does Ben Winter want to stay? You know, we've got a decent, you know, Connor. You've got a very decent, can we get another season out of Danny Wright? Doesn't look like
Probably
it.
Probably not.
Don't know. You know, does Armani want to stay? You know, this is a good, if we can get these 8-9 players, we've got a very good spine. But it's getting them all on the pitch at the same time with the bits of quality. Did you enjoy
start
it?
To the
very
podcast.
Serious, a proper football start.
Yeah.
To the podcast, John, isn't it? It's not a manager special, it's a very serious start.
It is. A hopefully not so serious middle and end.
But it's not a talky podcast,
it's not
John.
A talky
what
podcast.
Else is coming up in the
it's
podcast?
So, well, we've done a lot of it. We've got National League news to come because, there were some other teams playing. Not as important or interesting teams, but other teams were playing.
Other teams are playing.
So we'll plod our way through that. I believe we're going to talk Woking.
A bit of proper Woking. We've got a Woking guest.
Got a Woking fan.
Alan Dowson, of course, has left.
Gone. Douse.
Woking.
On his weird.
The old foe.
Been given the old ting-tack leg.
I wonder if Gary will give him a ring or not.
I don't think they were ever best of friends. He's now packing up the old porter cabin.
Big part of Torquay's recent history, I think, Alan Dowson. Part player.
How many of the OG Foss will remember Alan Dowson's porter cabin as a little Foff
Alan
game? Guess what Alan had in his porter cabin.
Oh, was it guessing what he had?
You don't remember it,
do you?
I don't remember it, John.
I don't remember anything we've ever done.
You don't remember it?
I don't remember anything.
I think we played it with, if he's still listening, we've not heard from him in a while, Nick Garley. Correctly guessed that Alan had a rotavator in his porter cabin.
I hope Nick is still listening because I liked him. He's a nice
man. Never heard from him anymore.
Just remember, John, on air the other day, I couldn't remember the name of one Premier League footballer.
That did happen. But I think National League, you'd be all right.
Don't get me started. Please don't get me started.
We'll be able to stop it.
Some letters, I'm assuming,
some
John.
Letters, and I think...
we're going to crack a case.
Yeah.
Poirot's turning up.
Poirot's on the case. He's come to some deductions.
Okay, that's interesting to know. Let's have some National League news then, John.
Come on then, let's go back to Saturday. Oh, and we've also got Tuesday to predict as well.
Oh yeah,
which is always a lovely little bit of predictions
that no one ever checks. Brilliant.
No one checks, no one's interested in, but we'll do them. Altrincham 3, Dagenham and Redbridge 0. Big up Altrincham, Gene. Delighted. Not so good for you.
Not so good for me, because I had an acca that would have bought in £120, John, and it was all done in on that result. What a shame.
BeGambleAware.org.
Yes, but no, look, I'm very pleased for Altrincham.
A poor result.
Who saw that coming?
Terrible result for Dagenham, really, there.
I saw there's a guy on Twitter who regularly tweets about Dagenham and Redbridge. Can't remember his name. And he said, well, that's our season now. And I looked where Dagenham were, and they are
10th
and we are 11th, so I thought, oh right, that's probably our season.
Yes. Dagenham, remember they were running away.
I know they were absolutely
on,
flying.
Like, oh, this is Dagenham's year.
Very Dagenham performance.
Altrincham had Harry Pirrott. Did he sign for them on loan?
Scored the winner. Scored the winner, I think. Did he? No. I'll tell you who scored the winner. Sherring for Accrington Stanley.
Right, that's what it was.
Got the two mixed up.
He did get the two mixed up. They did have Josh Hancock playing for them, Altrincham, but he didn't score after half an hour. But he did score.
Did score. Yeah. Very good. Well done, Jean.
Well done, Jean. Bad luck, Dagenham.
Since she stopped writing in, they've started winning again.
Yeah. She knows what she's doing.
Yeah.
Boreham Wood 1, Eastleigh 0. I'm so sick of talking about Boreham Wood.
Okay.
Let's.
Tyrone Marsh.
Can we no platform Boreham Wood?
Are we allowed?
They haven't got any fans, so who's going to complain?
I get in a lot of trouble for saying they've got no fans. They're playing Everton tonight, John. We're recording on Tuesday. I hope they lose that.
No, it's Thursday.
Oh, is it Thursday? Yeah. Oh, right. So when this goes out,
they play tonight.
They will predict
be playing
the score?
Tonight.
John?
6-0 Everton.
Do you think?
Yeah.
4-1. Everton.
I don't think it'll be 6-0. I hope it is.
You said that now. Dover Athletic with the same result as Torquay United versus Grimsby Town.
Lost 3-1 at home to Grimsby. What's the point?
I spoke to Lloyd Griffith before the match.
He went to the cricketers, didn't he?
He went. I said, you must go to the cricketers and you must say hello to the cat in the cricketers. Because lovely cat. Did a full photo shoot with the... He's always a couple of weeks behind
me. Isn't he?
He's like a tribute act. He's like, tonight, Matthew, I'm going to be Charlie Baker. And then he just does everything I do a couple of weeks later.
Dover 1, Grimsby 3. Grimsby still sort of in the playoff mix, just outside.
Oh, no, I think they'll get in the playoff. Because who's sliding down? Bromley are sliding a bit, aren't they?
Bromley haven't won in three. Mm. Who do they play on Saturday? Torquay United. I'm sure we'll be able to rectify that for
them. Dr. Gulls, we'll see you now.
They're on a bit of a slide, Bromley. So, yeah, maybe. Halifax 1, Barnet 0. It's just pretty much what we should have done to Barnet and didn't. Halifax.
Mm. Yeah, that you look at that result now. You look at the Torquay result there against them.
Rubbish.
That was a real waste. We're not losing is the thing. What's so annoying is we're not losing, so it's not disastrous, but it's just. Oh, anyway, yeah.
You seen who Halifax's two strikers were? Martin Allen.
Mad Dog up front.
Martin and Allen.
Unbelievable. What's Billy on for the season now? He's like on 15 or something, isn't he?
He did play. Yeah, he's slowed off a little bit in recent weeks, hasn't he? I think, yeah.
Still pretty good. Could have done with him.
Could have done with him and Umera's combined 27 goals.
Any of those this season. I don't know why we let Bowden. Probably more money.
Yeah.
Maybe we didn't let him go. You never know, John.
1, Maidenhead 4. Agent Allen back on track.
Agent Allen, there he is. They must be safe now, John.
They're up to 14th.
You see, they're up and down, aren't they? The bottom three are the bottom three. That's
just
not
luring them in. That's what I'm doing there.
Not going anywhere.
It's a good old agent, Alan, getting that done. Another trip to Maidenhead next season.
Lovely.
Good.
Lovely stuff.
Southend 1, Solihull Moors 1. So again, Southend still sort of pushing there. I think they've probably got too much to do. Terry Alderson still thought that they could overturn that sort of 13-point gap. But
I don't think so. I think the top nine are probably, it's probably between them now, I think.
Yeah.
I think. Who knows though,
down
John? Win Saturday, you know, and it all turns around in your head again.
It's only March.
It's only March, John. We've got six games in April.
I think it probably is too much. Stockport 1, Weymouth 0. So, again, Stockport just grinding them out.
Thrash teams, do they?
But this is sort of what we should have been doing this time last season. Mm-hmm. When you're on top, grind it out.
Didn't sign a striker, John. That was the problem. Yeah, sign a striker.
Stockport got that done. Woking 0, Notts County 2. So that was the end of
annoying.
Wardouse, which we'll chat to Ben Fletcher about.
Really hope they don't go up.
Well, Notts County.
Yeah. Really hope they don't go up.
I think they'll choke in the playoffs again.
I'd love that.
Be great.
I'd love that.
Wrexham 4, Aldershot 1. So, Wrexham sort of flying. Everyone.
Mullin with 2.
Everyone hitting the mark. Ollie
Get sent off again soon.
So, yeah, exactly. Chesterfield 1, Yeovil 0. So finally, a win for Paul Cook.
Okay.
And Wealdstone 1, Torquay 1.
There we are. Wealdstone 1, we've covered that one, haven't we? Is that all the news, John? So who's playing tonight?
Do you want to predict tonight?
Let's predict tonight.
Let's do a little lacquer now. Here we go then.
We're not a betting. We're not a betting podcast. Don't bet on it.
Chesterfield Notts County is a big game.
That is a big game, isn't it? Chesterfield Notts County. I hope it's a 0-0 draw.
I will say 1-1. I don't think they'll be able to separate.
Okay.
Dagenham.
Best
versus...
outcome, though, is Notts County win it because the Chesterfield fans in meltdown is very funny.
Dagenham Maidenhead.
Dagenham v.
Really,
Maidenhead.
Just a bad
attritional game.
Two teams whose season is over.
Dagenham v Maidenhead is going to be... Oh, who knows, John? I don't know. 2-2?
I think 2-1 for Maidenhead.
I've gone for two draws so far.
Maidenhead in good form. Okay. And Wrexham v Kings Lynn. 5-0.
Could be a
shoeing.
Could be an app. Is it a Wrexham at home?
Yeah.
That could be 6 or 7.
Could be.
I think it might be because they're one
I'm going to lump on responsibly.
I am going to go 5-plus goals in the game Wrexham win. See what
happens
don't
there.
Don't gamble, kids. No good for you. Lovely. There we are. There's our predictions, which you can find out if we were right, because it'd be Thursday when you listen to this. And this is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
You're listening to the National Obsession. Now, late night on TV last week, I managed to catch on ITV4, I think.
Oh, yeah.
I recorded it for you because I thought it was right up your street. It's new Poirot, Agatha Christie. Adventure.
Like Death on the Nile, all
mystery.
Those ones. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and it's one that I thought was right up your street.
Yeah.
And it's called A Sudden Death at Ashton Gate. I think you should hear a little bit of it. It was
late night,
quite thrilling late night bit of Poirot.
Yes, monsieur. You may be wondering why I've gathered you all here today. It's your drawing room. It is to finally work out the mystery of why Matt Buse took the penalty. The penalty at Ashton Gate. I've gone German.
Yes, the penalty at Ashton Gate.
You found it.
The penalty at Ashton Gate. Why would Matt Buse take the penalty? Well, monsieur, let us go through it one by one. Who was still on the pitch? The pitch. Who was still on the pitch at the end of the extra time? Jack Andrews, of course, had gone off. He had been bought on, and then he was taken off again, despite telling everyone to fuck off. He had a big hole in his leg. So he could not take the penalty. Of course, Danny Wright steps up for the first penalty. And kicks it into Gloucester. Kovalan, of course, saves the penalty. Billy. He steps up Billy Waters. Brought on in the 89th minute. Probably to take a penalty.
Billy Waters, he will score. Definitely, you will think. Billy Waters steps up, falls over the stupid f***er. Also does not score. Kovalan saves the penalty previously. I am out of sync. I'm just trying to keep the mystery going. Who takes the next one? I cannot remember. I think it was Asa Hall. Asa Hall, he scores, of course. Who else scored? Armani Little, of course he scores. He will always score. Conor Lemon Evans, of course he scores. Maybe not in that order. So who is left on the pitch? Kovalan, of course, the goalkeeper, already scored. Matt Buse, still on the pitch. Bought on the, in the 105th minute for Jake Andrews, who had told everyone to f*** off. Benji Mbunga Kampioka, a striker from Sunderland. Bought in the 77th minute and did fuck all in the match. Just ran around, did absolutely nothing. Had already missed two goal chances to put us up in the normal season. So who should it be to take the first, the sudden death penalty? Well, Schering is on loan. He probably thinks, f*** this for a game of soldiers. Benji Mbunga Kimpioka is a striker, but also on loan. So he's nowhere to be seen when it comes to taking the penalties. Like he was nowhere to be seen during the season when it came to clutch goals. So who is left of the players that are not on loan, but are also outpitch players? Kovalan, we can't expect him. He has already saved two penalties and scored a header. It could not be you, Lucas. We do not hold you responsible. Matt Buse, a midfielder. Some would say out of his depth for a lot of the season. Not been backed, lacking in confidence. Only bought on because Jake Andrews has a hole in his leg and he's told everyone to f*** off. Matt Buse, inexperienced, scored one or two goals in the season. Or he takes the penalty. And he, as we know, it is saved. We do not hold him responsible. Who do we hold responsible? By means of deduction. Number two. Ben Winter. Where were you, Ben? Why did you not take the penalty? You have a goal-scoring record in clutch situations. You are talky through and through. Everybody loves you. We would have forgiven you missing the penalty because you scored that amazing goal in the 88th minute at Woking. Yet you did not step up to take the penalty when it truly mattered. We forgive you, but it should have been you. And now I retire. I have the National League South season. 8 hours of highlights.
Champions DVD.
The Champions DVD. I am going to go and watch it again. I will never know what happened to that frog. As you were, gentlemen. There we are.
Very sweary,
well,
Poirot.
It was just sweary, Poirot. But, you know, look, it's always great, isn't it, the Agatha Christie? You never know who it's going to be.
You don't. Thrilling. So that was on ITV4 the other night.
All right. Wonderful really to hear from Poirot ever again.
I like Poirot. Poirot at Barrow, maybe if they
Poirot
ever got...
Poirot at Barrow.
If they ever got relegated.
AFC Poirot.
AFC Poirot.
There we are. This there is the go. National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
You're listening to the National Obsession now. A friend, not a friend of the show, John, is it? But
not a friend of
a major anybody. Part. A major part of... The National League South season was our bitter rivalry with Woking FC, which we eventually won, John. Now, no one can ever take away that Torquay beat Woking in that bitter rivalry.
Which is why I showed
in their own backyard. Someone
I shed
say.
No tear for the departure of Alan Dowson.
Well, I do. I think I'm going to. We'll talk. It's Fletcher's. Hello, Fletch.
Ben Fletcher.
Good afternoon.
Ben Fletcher,
I'm Ben Fletcher. How are we doing? I have to say that contractually.
Don't say it in that way, but just be yourself. Alan Dowson will always be now a sort of slight bit part player in the history of Torquay United. But what does he mean to you as a Woking fan?
Well, he spearheaded a 4-0 victory over you lot earlier this season, if I'm not mistaken. I dare say it won't be the same result when you guys come to us on Good Friday. But no, I said on Twitter last night, or indeed when the news broke, that it was a reaction of sadness, really. I think from a footballing point of view, probably the right decision. You felt you'd taken the club as far as you could. But this is the guy that took us from National League South back into the National League. You forget how bad a state Woking was in after Anthony Limbrick was shown the door. Things were happening off the pitch that were just really weird.
I don't know.
Oh, you don't know. too long ago.
Can you forget something if you never knew it in the first place?
There are unknown unknowns, as I think Dick Cheney once said. But look, to go on.
What was he talking about, the Anthony Limbrick years?
Who can forget the Anthony Limbrick years? Me.
I think many, I think he's managing in Ireland now, which seems a little bit bizarre. But no, as far as Dowson is concerned,
Dowson. Limerick? Is he in Limerick?
Absolutely. Absolutely. But I wouldn't go as far as club legend status. I think only really Jeff Chappell gets that from me. But he was a very, very important figure. What he did off the pitch, he was always doing charity runs. He brought on board a lot of sponsorship. Boz's Fruit and Veg emblazoned across the front of our spanky new Adidas jerseys this year. That was all down to him. You know, people came to the club. John Katz, the chief executive of the club. Yeah. It was supposedly all down to Alan Dowson.
Fruit and Veg without Alan Dowson.
There wouldn't be. There wouldn't be. We'd have got someone far worse, like Samsung or, you know, who knows what might have been. But no, a very, very important figure. And he'll be missed. And I can't help but think, guys, I mean, we talk about the season that was curtailed because of COVID. I do wonder what might have been. You know, on the day our last game before the 2019-20 season was curtailed, we lost 3-1 at home to Barnet.
Yeah.
If we'd won that, or if that game hadn't gone ahead at all, then maybe the points per game would have gone slightly more in our favour. Maybe we'd have snuck a playoff place.
Yeah,
I'm not saying we'd have gone up, but I think you never know. It's what's a boundary, but you never know. I think to have backed up promotion with a playoff finish might have given him more credit in the bank. But short answer, it's a sad day for Woking.
All the players seem to, like Kretschmar seems to be very sad he's gone. I can't remember any other Woking players.
Well, former friend of yours. We'll see.
Ben Gehring.
Yeah,
Ben Gehring.
Ben Gehring. He was very vocal on
Twitter.
Very
sad about it. Armani Little left and he came to Torquay.
He did, absolutely. Mm. And how's he getting on now?
He's excellent.
Is he?
Good
for him,
excellent.
If anything.
Excellent.
Look, he great man-manager, great coach, great bloke. His critics, and there have been many of them, will tell you that doesn't matter. It's all about results, which it is. But you wonder, and I always think this, when you see players you sort of lament the I won't use the word passing, departure of a manager, why didn't you turn it on then? If he was that great a coach, if he was that great a bloke, you know, where was the effort to manage for him? But players like Max Kretschmar, who you've mentioned, really did give 110%. He's had the captain's armband. Dowse did wonders for him. He brought him back to the club.
Too good for Woking, would you say?
You Kretschmar?
Yeah.
We'll see. Shall we get on next season?
Do you think Alan Dowse never truly stopped thinking about Ben Winters?
Yes, that's a good question.
90th
yes.
minute equaliser, yeah. 3-all.
How do you think he felt?
That was the game we were at, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And we went for a drink afterwards. Actually, I remember you like almost consoling me because it was
very sad
our rivalry. It was quite sad. But
when you were 2-1
up,
did you think you'd won the game?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Not a chance. I believe it when the fat lady sings when the whistle goes.
But 3-1 up.
3-1 up as well. You were at one point.
Yeah.
Do you remember that beautiful pass from Rory Keating through to Jamie Reid?
I don't know who those people are. They're just names you're making
amazing
up.
Pass. You should Google it.
Maybe I will. Maybe I'll have a look on YouTube. But that rivalry that we had was something very special, and it'll be missed.
Tell you why it was special.
Why is that?
We won it.
Well, yeah. there's always next season. There's always next season.
There is always next season. I will miss Alan Dowson. He seemed like a good man in football. Like one of the good ones. None of this, you know, third phase stock take balls into the, you know, all that bullshit.
Quite old school. Where does it leave Martin Tyler?
Oh, that's true. That's true. What a good question, John.
That's a very, very good question. The assistant manager.
He wasn't mentioned in this.
Is he live?
Well, one can only assume so. I mean, he didn't get a mention. I mean, plenty of other people got a mention. Rosemary Johnson, the chairman, she stepped down. That's not been confirmed by the club.
Chairperson.
She, by her the own terminology she prefers to use is chairman.
Okay.
So I'll stop you there.
I apologise.
So if we can apologise to Rosemary
Johnson.
Putting
the woke into woking.
Absolutely right. She is the chairman of woking. Kelvin Ray, director's gone, but Martin Tyler presumably stays on as assistant. Ian Dyer is the caretaker manager. But Martin Tyler's what, in his 70s now? Is he going to want to continue this?
Maybe he wants the job full time. Maybe he wants the number one job.
Do you think so?
The hot seat.
He'll sack off Sky Sports commentary and become Woking manager. I think there's a shout he could become chairman. Or certainly a kind of boardroom member.
Or chairwoman.
Or chair...
Martin Tyler.
Seems... How did you feel when you were like free? And it was like 88 minutes, and you thought we must be winning this now. We might win the league here, and then oof, gets thrown in.
I think
bounces. Conor Lehman Evans at the back post has a shot. Hits them, and it bounces back out. Winter. Yeah.
There's a bit of rewriting of history going on here. As I recall, going into that game, the game against you was the last chance saloon. You guys were already ahead of us on points. I think we had to beat you to keep the title race alive.
Yeah.
So when you secured that draw, it was almost a relief because we said, right, we're not going to win the league now. Mm. We can concentrate on our promotion campaign.
It was really exciting.
Which we did.
Oh, the lights have gone. Just gone off. It's got sexy.
That'll be my backside on the light switch. Sorry about that.
I love that album.
I'll refrain from doing the Mike Parry impression. But again, that promotion campaign that Dowse spearheaded, the game against Wilston, 2-0 down, and then we win 3-2, the most mental 15 minutes. It was Paul Hodges came on and changed the game, but it was a mental 15 minutes of football.
All household names.
Exactly. I much like the Torquay United squad.
Yeah. Well, look, thank you for joining us on the National Obsession, Ben. We'll hold a minute silence. No, we won't hold a minute silence for Dowse. He's not died. He'll get another job.
That's crucial. I think he will. Somewhere in the National League South. 100%.
Ben Fletcher, thank you very much. Our Woking correspondent.
It's been a privilege.
The National Obsession.
You're listening to The National Obsession, and it's time for Letters from a Listener. You go, will you send back a letter from a listener? Any letters, John?
A couple.
Oh, nice. Very
couple
nice.
A couple of letters. We'll get through those.
Mm.
Steve Cullen. Cullen in the name of.
Oh, there we are. Cullen in the name of. On the ice, Steve.
Steve's a Southend fan. Remember, he messaged us first a couple of weeks ago because he is trucking around Canada.
Oh, yes, I do remember that. Yes,
you
Steve.
Said you quite fancied the truck life.
Oh, I do.
We played a bit of Convoy for Steve.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Get, play his theme
get
tune.
A Convoy. Yeah. That'd be nice.
You fancy the truck driver?
What I fancy, John, is the thought of pulling up, sleeping in your cab, rain splattering on the window, a little... something to eat in your cab, John.
Portable little Trangia.
A little book on the go, all sorts. Lovely
while you're
life,
driving,
isn't it?
Obviously.
No. Some of them do. You've seen that. What's he got to say for himself?
Steve Cullen, a very short missive from Steve. I wonder if he was, the Canadian truck protest that was going on.
Mm,
did
was
you
he
see
part
that?
Of that?
I wonder if he was in that.
Oh.
In the middle
Steve.
Of, what's the capital of Canada?
Montreal.
No.
Toronto.
No. Mm. Ottawa.
Ottawa. Quiz question, isn't it?
It's a good quiz question.
Because you immediately go for the two you've heard of.
Exactly.
Like in Australia, isn't it?
In Sydney, Melbourne.
Melbourne, no.
Canberra. Steve says, hi lads, Alberta 10-4 here.
Hey.
Yes, he's trucking around Alberta.
Big buddy.
I'm watching the footy with all the expats down the pub. I mentioned the podcast, and it turns out lots of them have second teams in the National League.
Oh.
I talked you up a bit, and a few said they would check out the show, so I'm
check
doing my
out.
Bit to spread the word.
That's on the ice,
keep
Steve.
Up the good work. We're going to be big in,
Canada.
Big in Winnipeg.
Big National League tour in Canada. Steve, thank you so much.
Steve.
Any spreading the word is greatly...
Sensational. And he's
greatly,
a South End fan. He must be loving life at the moment.
Loving it. Loads of good results coming
listening
in.
Listening to the Shrimpers there as he...
Next season, put your money on Southend for the playoffs at least next season, I would suggest. There we are. Steve, is that two letters from Steve?
That's second letter from Steve.
There we are.
It's a good letter, though, and he's spreading the word.
He is spreading the word. Maybe he's spreading it. Look, I think one more letter from Steve and he'll be getting towards the FOF number. Because his FOF 10-4 will be his number. Do you think he should be a FOF for those two, for spreading the word and the two letters, John?
No.
Oh.
Not yet. He's got to do three.
FOF 10-4.
I'm going to check it. It's my brother as well.
Oh,
it sounds a bit too suspicious.
You think it's...
It's all a bit too on the nose, isn't it? Trucking around Alberta. Do you think? Watching the footy
why
with
would
the
he do it?
Expats
with the lads?
Down the pub.
Why would they have National League sides? You remember we need Poirot, to AFC Poirot, to look into it.
Can we get him back?
AFC Poirot. I wonder what his voice will be next.
He was definitely from a German part, like, yeah, on the, like, German border, Strasbourg.
Yeah, exactly. Something happened.
Clive Hayward, Sir Clive.
On the ice to you, Clive.
Ever reliable Clive Hayward. He says, hello, John and Charlie. And I think it's in reference to the No Edit special last week. He says, I agree. What this messed up world definitely needs is more podcasts celebrating the clubs in the National League. Because I think I did listen back to last week's, actually, because I wanted to see how bad the No Edit was.
But it was good, wasn't it?
That's all right.
Lovely.
And we mentioned a few other, like Chesterfield Chat, Dover, yes, something or
the
other.
Dover Soul.
So I think Clive's come up with another one, with a few, well, lots here. Yeovil, all you need is glove.
Lovely.
Not bad. Sure, the Glovers.
If they're listening, yeah.
Wrexham, Deadpools and Dragons.
Oh, like Dungeons and Dragons. Deadpool is the, yes, very good, Clive, yeah.
Stockport, Mad Hatter's Tea Party.
That's good. That's good. It's not called bad. The Scarf Bergara War, the Stockport.
The what?
The Scarf Bergara War is the Stockport. I don't know where it comes from. That's the Stockport podcast.
Halifax, Facts Sake.
For fact's sake. Very nice.
That's good. That's good. I like that.
Yeah, that's good.
Kings Lynn, Norfolk and Chance.
Okay. Bit rude one for you, Clive, but there we are.
An old do that, Clive. Aldershot on the ice with the Gurkhas. Very nice.
Nice.
Dover, Bluebirds over the Shite Cliffs.
Bit of great. I mean, if it was your own team and it was called that.
Southend, Back to My Roots. Grimsby. Oh my God, it's Mike Brolly. Chesterfield, Spire Shites. These are very... I'm going to have to do a whole lot of bleeping now. Just as I was looking forward to a nice evening.
Become very blue.
Just almost no editing required. Just really easy.
It's since we've dropped down the league.
Clive's coming swearing his head off.
We've lost hope.
At Maidenhead, the Devonshire Dumpling.
Oh, lovely.
I do like that.
Yeah, yes. Devonshire do. That's it, is it?
So, Clive.
Well, that's it. Clive. On the ice, Clive. Smashing stuff. Thank you very much. Lovely couple of letters there. If you want to send us a letter, do get in touch, John.
Yeah, please do. On nationalobsession@gmail.com.
Yeah, or find us at NatObsPod on Twitter. Absolutely lovely. Enjoy your National League. I think we'll beat Bromley, John. I'm just going
to
say it.
Do you reckon it would be very talky to just... I think we'll beat them in a fairly sort of meaningless game.
They weren't all that when we played them, to be honest. I mean, we weren't very good, is the thing.
They
never
are all that, but they're always just annoying.
No one could, you know. We're pretty good in defence, aren't we?
But hey, we are plodding towards the end of the season now.
Are we at March, 172. John, quite a long,
well, I tell
quite
you what,
time
we're
yet.
Closing in on Ep 200.
Ooh,
so
well,
I think
though,
maybe
it?
On that, it'll be next season. But let's get your thoughts. nationalobsession@gmail.com.
Live Ep 200.
Where did we say we were going to do a live one for the end of this season?
Oh, yeah, we're going to watch. I can't remember, John. What were we going to do?
Do something. Oh, you said we were going to do it with Lord Cockington. He's going to trot on stage.
Didn't turn up.
Not yet.
One day. On the ice, everybody.
On the ice.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.